quick question. How many calls, texts, or messages does your business miss every week? Nights, weekends, busy days. That's lost money. Create Assistance helps businesses fix that problem using AI employees that answer calls, respond to texts, book appointments, and follow up with leads 24/7 automatically. No extra staff, no complicated software. Everything runs inside one simple command center that replaces scattered tools, missed follow-ups, and manual busy work. Whether you're a service business, office, or multi-location company, Create Assistance keeps your business responsive, organized, and running even when you're off the clock. Stop letting leads slip through the cracks. Visit createassistance.ai to book a free call. Or you can call or text 515-500-2224. Again, that's 515-500-2224. We look forward to hearing from you.
Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready? Are you ready?
Let's get it on!
How's it going, everybody? Brian Alvarez here on Wrestling Observer Live. We are here every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, Sunday, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern, Saturday mornings with Jim Valley, 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 Eastern, Sundays with Josh Nason. And it is Thursday here on the show. You know what that means? We got a lot to talk about. The Dynamite show was last night. The go-home show. Well, the go-home Dynamite show for Wembley. There is a Collision coming up on Saturday. We got a lineup for Collision because it was, in fact, taped yesterday. We've got a lot of injury updates here. Got updates on Willow Nightingale and Kyle O'Reilly and some others as well. So we're going to go over all of that as we get headed to this weekend. There's also the NXT Heatwave show, which is coming up on Sunday, a AAA show. Man, we're going to watch as much as we can, but that's a lot of wrestling for one day. So we'll talk about that. We got a new AEW signee. We've got a bunch of ratings notes, how things have done over the last couple of days. There's a new rating system coming up next week. Boy, I can't wait for that. They're changing everything yet again. And we could talk about that if anybody cares. I mean, I know no one cares, but we have to talk about it because it's going to be a perhaps substantial change to all of this. And then, of course, as noted, we have the full Dynamite report. Filthy Tom, I believe, is joining us here today. Lance is traveling the entire week, so Filthy Tom is going to be joining us. We'll go over the Dynamite report. If you want to text us here, 425-780-7566. That is 425-780-7566. FRWOnline at gmail.com is the email. FRWOnline Threads, Instagram, and Cameo. Hey, you want a cameo? Well, I got the guy for you. At Brian Alvarez X and Blue Sky. Back in a moment with more Observer Live.
Right now, you can switch from cable television to satellite television for free. That's right. We're offering free equipment, free installation, plus get a free $100 prepaid Visa card. Call the satellite TV hotline right now. Make the switch from cable to satellite television and expand your viewing horizon. On top of free installation, for a limited time, we're offering a fixed price guarantee. With satellite TV, you'll save money over your expensive cable bill. Plus, get access to hundreds of channels. And when you call right now, you can also ask about our seniors and military discounts. So make the switch to satellite TV right now. Everybody gets free installation, free equipment, plus a $100 prepaid Visa card. Call right now and you can switch to satellite TV and be watching everything you wanted to within the next week. And remember, installation's free, so call right now. 800-696-2871. 800-696-2871. 800-696-2871. That's 800-696-2871.
I get a lot of calls from people across the country who are suffering from the affliction of IRS tax debt. Hi, I'm the tax doctor. Call me right now. My team specializes in helping people over the age of 50 solve their tax problems. And the bigger your tax problem is, the more money you can save. If you owe the IRS money, or you're about to owe the IRS money, or even if you need to file years of unfiled returns, call us right now. Our friendly, highly trained representatives are waiting right now to take your call. Over the years, we've helped thousands of people just like you stop the tax liens, Wade's garnishments, and harassing phone calls. You don't need to send the IRS a big fat check. We can negotiate a lower amount. That's what we guarantee for you. So call us right now.
800-603-9359. 800-603-9359. 800-603-9359. That's 800-603-9359.
Life can get hectic. That's why Progressive provides claim support 24/7, 365 days a year, all the time. But not like in a desperate way. We're not just waiting online for you to talk to us or waiting by the phone. I mean, we are waiting by the phone, but not like staring at it. Well, now I am. I'm staring at it. The point is, Progressive claim support is here for you 24/7 in a totally chill, normal way. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates, not available in all states or situations.
This is Ron Barr. Be sure to check out Sports Byline and the 8 Side Network's outstanding 8-part podcast series, Behind the Barrier, Voices from the Negro Leagues. Hear Willie Mays, Hank Aaron, and others share their stories of the Negro Leagues, the challenges that the players face, and the importance of Negro League baseball to the game's history. Behind the Barrier is available now on the iHeart Podcast Network and all podcast platforms, including Apple, Amazon, Spotify, Stitcher, and Pandora. Check out Behind the Barrier.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Filthy Tom is joining us here today. Thank God he's back home again so we don't have to worry about Zoom. What's going on, Tom?
Not much. Back home, like you said.
How's your head?
Consider yourself a Zoomer?
How's your head?
My head's fine. You know what? Actually, yesterday, I did a little bit of sparring, which I haven't done in a very long time.
Wow. Well, that's so good.
Well, yeah, I figured, you know, tomorrow, I may or may not be here. As you know, I have a doctor's appointment, which is supposed to only take an hour and a half, but sometimes those things, they take longer. And I'm going to the neurologist. It's ironic you asked about my head, because whenever I mention that, most people go, oh, is your head okay? But it's actually not for my head. It's for my left leg, to see how the neurons are firing in relation to the right leg, to see how big of a discrepancy there is in strength between the two of them, and to try to figure out how bad this L5-S1 vertebrae and disc issue I have is.
Well, good luck, brother.
Well, yeah.
I'll be here one way or the other, waiting for you. Show up late, too, you know.
Excuse me?
You can show up late if you need to. You know how this show is. It's not professional. All right. We got a lot to talk about. Boy, do we got a lot to talk about.
Lay it on us.
All right. Well, first off, Willow Nightingale is injured. And they did an angle on Collision last night. Mercedes beat her down. And she sold the hand big time. And this is sort of a spoiler. We're not going to do spoilers for Collision, but it's important to the story. She did show up on Collision and go after Mercedes. So the match is on. The belief is she can do the match on Sunday. But she is hurt, and Tony Khan did confirm that today. So, yet another injury. And
you know, I think there's somewhat of an easy fix for that, depending on how badly she's injured, if she can go or not. And that would be to put Thekla in the match.
They could.
Conspicuous by her absence, she has not been seen since she lost the title. It is a big show in Europe. I mean, if Willow can't go, you could continue on this storyline with her and Mercedes down the road. Put Thekla in there as a surprise in a three-way. You got one hell of a match.
I suppose that is possible. But we'll see. There's been a lot of changes. There's a lot. Oh, man. So Willow's hurt, and Kyle O'Reilly is also hurt. I don't know if he has a broken orbital bone, but I was told that his eye is an absolute mess today.
Oh, and it sure is. Have you seen the picture?
I have not seen the picture yet.
Yeah, I would not be surprised if it's broken orbital. Gigantic black, blue, purple mark on his right eye. I don't remember him getting nailed.
I don't
really
either.
Hard in that.
I didn't hear about it till Dave was reviewing it.
Maybe it was the clothesline. Did it happen earlier in the match?
I don't know. I'll have to go back and watch it later. But he's definitely hurt. So he's hurt, and Willow is hurt. Willow is still going to be on the show. I guess we shall see about Kyle O'Reilly. But Tony Khan did a call today, and oh my God, they have added. Okay, we all knew there was going to be a multi-person match involving trios, okay? So
go ahead. There's seven teams, Brian.
It is going to be Hangman Page, Brody King, and Bandido, The Demand, The Dogs, The Conglomeration, The Death Riders, The Bang Bang Gang, and a Wild Card Trio. So obviously the Wild Card Trio, I think we know who the Wild Card Trio is going to be. Obviously it's...
you, me, and Chris Masters?
It's, man, it's Swerve and the New Day, apparently. Now, I have a question for you, because I have not heard the thing yet. I mean, before we even get going, what is a Trios Roulette Royale?
It's a gauntlet match.
Okay, is that what it is?
Yeah.
Okay, that makes sense. Because when they first announced all of this, it was like, it's got to be a gauntlet match, right? Because there's no way you do a multi-team match, and that is your debut of the New Day. What are you doing? Oh, is your camera stuck on you?
Yes.
All right, who's asleep? Oh, there we go. Okay. There's no way that you do a multi-person trios match, and the New Day is just one of, actually, we can count. Seven teams, 21 people. There's no way they should just be two of 21 people in a match. So if you're going to debut the New Day and you are going to do a multi-trios match, it basically has to be a gauntlet and they come in like near the end, right? That's got to be what you do.
I guess.
Okay.
And then you use that to try to pump the pay-per-view sales at 10 a.m. Pacific time. You hope everybody's
well,
up at 9:30.
Yeah.
For the big New Day reveal. I mean, to be honest, I swear at the end of Dynamite, or I guess towards the end of Dynamite after the main event, I was like, are they just going to put Luchasaurus and Jack Perry with Swerve? Like, what is happening here?
I mean, listen, anything can change, but like, it's the New Day and they want it to be a surprise. And clearly that's why they're doing this wild card trio. I'm surprised they didn't say it was like Swerve and two wild card partners. I think that would be...
They didn't even say anything about Swerve.
I know.
On Dynamite.
A wild card trio.
He had a baby face match with Jack Perry and they shook hands at the end. What?
Yeah. Yep. Mm-mm-mm. Why is this match on the pre-show?
Where's that emoji? I wish I could just do that emoji where it's the wild boar with the exploding head.
So,
that's what I felt like watching Dynamite.
Let's just cut to the chase here, okay? There's no way a match involving Swerve and the New Day and Hangman Page and Brodito and like the Death Riders. Twitter cut it off. It just said the Death was the name of the other team. It's the Death Riders. But anyway.
Fukigen?
There's no way this match should be on the pre-show. Okay? But what's happening here is You know, say what you will about overruns and this and that. And actually, the show last night didn't have an overrun.
I was so delighted. I was watching.
I'm not complaining.
Dude, don't you dare. Listen, I was watching it on the plane, right? And that Jack Perry and Swerve match ends. And I'm just like waiting. Okay, what's next? And then they play this video package. And then it started going to a commercial. And then the next show. And it was like, you know, before 10 minutes past the hour, I was shocked.
Yes.
That's the end?
Well,
that was the go-home angle?
You know, everybody's talking about the show ending on time, and they're either angry at me or thanking me, whichever side of the fence you're on. But, I mean, the fact of the matter is, they only do overruns on live shows. I don't know why, but any time Collision or Dynamite are taped, they end on time. So this was a taped Dynamite, and so it ended on time. Why they don't do overruns on taped shows when they have no problem doing overruns on live shows, I can't explain. But the reason the show ended on time had nothing to do with me complaining about the overrun. It had to do with it was a taped Dynamite, and taped Dynamites and taped Collisions, they always end on time.
You're telling me you had the power to get Jeff Jarrett taken off TV.
Hey.
You don't have the power to stop these overruns.
I sure wish I did. I'll take the credit. But we're going to tell you about the point of all of this after the break, Observer Live.
Let's be honest. Most businesses don't struggle because demand is low. They struggle because their back end can't handle growth. Leads come in, but follow-up is slow. Calls get missed. Appointments don't get confirmed. And everything lives in different places. So even when marketing works, revenue doesn't scale. That's a systems problem. Create Assistance fixes this by building a done-for-you CRM and automation system that captures every lead, follows up automatically, confirms appointments, and keeps everything organized in one place. And only after that foundation is built, AI voice and chat employees get added on. If your business feels chaotic behind the scenes, it's time to fix the back end. Visit createassistance.ai and book your call today. Or you can call or text 515-500-2224. Again, that's 515-500-2224. We look forward to hearing from you.
Everyone likes a success story. All In Lid Company was started by two young entrepreneurs who wanted to build a premium hat brand around quality products and an inspiring mindset. That mindset, All In Lid, isn't about what you wear. It's about how you think. Believe in yourself. This brand was created to inspire people to go all in on themselves, to chase the goals that matter to them, to bet on their vision, their work ethic, and their belief, even when the outcome feels uncertain. Founded at Florida State University in Tallahassee, the message quickly resonated with students who believed in the mentality behind it. Today, All In Lid represents more than premium headwear. It represents commitment, confidence, and ownership, a reminder to stop playing small and show up fuller for your goals. Their mission is simple, to inspire as many people as possible to go all in on themselves and their next chapter. AllInLid.com. Be sure to check it out. AllInLid.com.
Hear that overflow? That's not just rain. That's water pouring straight into your home's foundation. Clogged, broken, or missing gutters and downspouts can cause costly damage fast. We're talking foundation cracks, flooded basements, rotting wood, even mold. Most homeowners don't realize the damage until it's too late. We install, repair, and replace full-service gutter and downspout systems built to move water away from your home where it belongs. Call right now for a free gutter inspection. We'll show you exactly what's wrong and exactly how to fix it before it turns into a major repair bill. Call the Gutter Helpline now. Protect your home. Protect your foundation. fix your gutters before they fail. Here's the number.
800-884-1561. 800-884-1561. 800-884-1561. That's 800-884-1561.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
So anyway, let's get to the point. So the show's in Wembley, and there's a curfew. And about 2 weeks ago, there was a Fugees concert, and...
Really? The Fugees are back together?
They just shut the mics off right in the middle of a song. Just whoosh, it's done. You're done. It's 11 o'clock. It's done. And it's not the first time that's happened. And the fees for there's an enormous hundreds of thousands of dollars per hour fine for going over curfew. So long story short, the show ain't gonna have an overrun. It's gonna end on time. And because of that, you know, he's, I guess, timed out the show, and Trio's match has to be on the pre-show, which is...
Listen, it's not the Fugees, by the way.
No, I'm almost positive it was a Fugees concert.
It's Lauryn Hill and Wyclef.
Okay, whatever
it was. Proz is in jail.
They shut off the mics. And obviously they don't want him to turn the lights out in the middle of a Kenny Omega Will Ospreay match. So, I mean, again, the idea that this trios match is on the pre-show is ridiculous. Now, what I do think is going to happen is they're going to do what they have done before, which is the trios match begins on the pre-show, and then the guys like Swerve and the New Day and Brodito, those guys will all enter. You know, it'll bleed over into the main show. So those guys will be on the pay-per-view, but in a match that started on the pre-show.
Well, is there any sort of time constraint on this Trios Gauntlet match? You know what I mean? Is it every 3 minutes a team enters? How does this work?
I don't know. Like, I mean, the way Tony normally does it, it's just random. You know, yeah, the storyline, so Tony Khan just decides when the next team comes out.
So he can wait until 7:59 or whatever
yes,
it is. Or 9:59 a.m. Pacific time, and then hit Swerve's music, and then right as he's about to announce his partners, we gotta go to the pay-per-view!
Yeah. This match should be on the main show.
That was my Big Show impression, by the way.
It's absolutely ridiculous it's on the pre-show. It's absolutely ridiculous. And I know it's gonna be one of those shows where, like, every single match gets 18 to 21 minutes, and you don't need a show where every match gets 18 to 21 minutes. There's a lot of matches where you could make them a little bit shorter. You know, I know there's going to be matches that don't need to go as long as they go, but this is what happens. So when the show happens, now you know what's going on. So there you go.
You excited?
I mean, I'm. Yeah, I guess.
I'm excited.
I never get that excited about anything.
Well, I mean, I'm excited because it's their big show of the year.
Sure.
You know, yeah. You would think most of the storylines of the year are kind of coming to a culmination here, although I don't know if you'd say that about the whole card. But, yeah, I'm excited for this show, which I'm normally not, like, you know, waiting for AEW pay-per-view shows because they're so long. But
this one can't be.
This is going to be a packed weekend, too.
Well, There's a sense of excitement, more not so much about the show itself, but that I'm going to try with Vinny to, like, watch this show live, do a show immediately afterwards, then watch the NXT show and do a show immediately afterwards. And I don't know if we're going to be able to do it, but maybe also watch the AAA show and do a show immediately afterwards. I'm going to try to just go wide, and then I got to do a show with Dave later. So we'll see what happens. I'm gonna see just how completely insane I can go on Sunday, for you, the dear listeners. So that kind of is a little bit exciting, the danger of it. But, you know, the show itself, I mean, it's gonna be a great show. But like all AEW shows are, you know,
it's
great in the ring.
It's gonna be a wrestle load.
I just, I would like for them to do the show right. Give the matches that need a lot of time, a lot of time. Give the matches that don't need a lot of time, not a lot of time. And, you know, get all the big stars on the main show and not do a trios match on the pre-show, which is ridiculous, but that's what we're doing. So, yeah, we also have Heat Wave the same day. Tony D against Grayson Waller, Cruz Montana, and Zilla Fatu. Miles and Tavion against Ricky Smokes and Brad Baylor. Did you watch NXT?
I did not.
Oh. It was actually like the best NXT in a long, long time.
Of course.
But you do have to go back and I need you to watch the bowling alley segment and then try to explain to me what they were thinking. And I like the guys involved. Miles Bourne against Jackson Drake for the North American title. Kendall Gray against Kalani Jordan for the women's title. We got the unification match. Zaria Wren and Kelly now. Kelly's in a unification match, but she has nothing to unify. And then Natty and Jada Parker is a submission match. So there you go.
What's on AAA?
I don't even have the lineup. What does this say here? Observer Live is going up against everything today. What's our competition today? I'd like to hear it. Oh, Pokemon Worlds?
Whoa.
Yeah, you can watch that later on delay. Not that important. Well,
I didn't know that was now.
All right. Logan Paul suffered a severe triceps injury during the match with the Street Profits. He has now said on his blog that he is, and I quote, semi-cleared.
Yeah, he probably injured his tricep. A little bit of overuse from holding that Pokemon card that he
I'm
had. Remember?
Semi-cleared, he says. I do remember his Pokemon card. Was it worth $15 million or something crazy?
It was
crazy?
Like the most expensive Pokemon card on the planet.
That's something ridiculous.
The only man who's had a more expensive card was Eric Cannon.
You know that semi-cleared, since you didn't watch NXT,
it's true.
I'm going to recap a storyline. Are you ready for this? This actually happened on NXT.
Bring it.
Kendall is backstage. She's got a big gimmick on her ear.
She's had it for a while. So she got her head slammed into the steps 3 weeks ago.
The doctor says, listen, Kendall, you have to let this soft tissue heal. If you keep getting hit in the ear, you could suffer permanent hearing loss and further balance issues. Kendall then looks at the doctor and she says, and I quote, but I'm cleared, right? The doctor then says, and I quote, yes, you are medically cleared. What is the point of these doctors? What is the point of these doctors on wrestling television shows? So stupid. Anyway, Logan Paul is partially cleared. He can throw lariats, I guess.
What is this Sunday night's main event show? Is that this weekend?
No.
When
weekend
is that?
After.
That's next weekend?
Yeah.
Don't you think Bronson Reed's coming back in that Obafemi and Braun match?
I mean, something's going to happen.
Isn't it about time?
I mean, something's got to happen in that match. We got Cody Rhodes. This is September 6th. Cody Rhodes and Randy Orton. Obafemi and Braun Breaker to determine who is the future of WWE, LOL. And yes,
excuse me, what was that? LOL.
Baron Corbin versus Little Yachty.
Oh.
If Yachty survives 5 minutes, Trick Williams gets to win the title back from Corbin.
I love Little Yachty.
Is he from Atlanta?
He is.
Okay, yeah. That explains.
I've started listening to more Little Yachty since he's been on SmackDown.
Oh, yeah?
Just one of my favorite characters. He really is.
He's one of your favorite characters.
Yeah, he is. I don't know why.
I have nothing.
Remember he fumbled that promo? He challenged him to a rap battle? Oh, yeah. It was Kit Wilson. He challenged him to a poetry contest and screwed it up.
He screwed up his promo and then killed it. He just kind of paused and then just like started over again.
I'll tell you why I love Little Yachty. Because he never wins. He always gets beat up. He looks like a geek. He's not out there. He's not like Jelly Roll pinning performers in real matches. You know what I mean?
I do, but like, I don't have a problem with Jelly Roll. I don't have a problem with Little Yachty. I think he's doing a good job out there. I think he does fine. You know, he's never in the way. You know, he does what he needs to do. Dave is not a fan of this Little Yachty thing. I don't think he dislikes him as much as he dislikes that guy's face.
Mark Nash.
Mark Nash's face. Oh, and then, there's another great one on NXT. What match was it? Let me find it here. Who's the guy with the big hair? It's not Mark Nash. It's the other guy, the NXT ring announcer.
I know who you're talking about, but
what's his name? Anyway, they're doing Phoenix and EK Prosper. You got to watch this, dude. You got to watch the match because the match is great. But like, the guy comes out because it's a AAA Cruiserweight title match, and he introduces EK Prosper, and then I can't recreate it because I don't remember exactly what he said, but he said something like he goes. And now introducing the Triple H Cruiserweight Champion. He's right here. Ray Phoenix. I was like, did he forget Ray Phoenix's name? Like, you got to watch it because it's so awkward the way that he introduces Ray Phoenix. It's like he all of a sudden totally blanked on, is this Dragon Lee or God, which guy is this? And then he remembers Ray Phoenix.
Mike Rome.
And yeah, the Mike Rome. And then he got out of there quick. Mike Rome is the guy with the big hair. What's the other guy?
Yeah, Mike Rome is the guy with the face. There's something about Mary hairdo. And
Mark Nash. That's right.
He's the host for the NHL team here in Vegas. He's the host for the Golden Knights.
Why does all these ring announcers have to have four-letter first and last names? It's just confusing to me. It needs to change. Back in a moment, Observer Live.
Do you want to add a boost to your sex life this weekend? Do you want to make your partner and yourself happy? Then call our special hotline now. We'll sell you those little pills that work below the belt for less than $1 a pill and deliver your package in a few days, just in time for the weekend. Our pill delivers almost the same results as expensive pills for less than a dollar a piece, and you don't need a prescription. And ask about their buy three, get three free offer. What are you waiting for? Boost your sex life and have a great time now. Less than a dollar a pill, discreet delivery in a few days, and a buy three, get three free offer? Dial this number and save it now.
800-245-2751. 800-245-2751. 800-245-2751. That's 800-245-2751. Paid for by the pharmacy shop.
Do you have diabetes? I'm sure you've seen the television commercials on the new CGM devices from all the top brands and how well they can help you manage your diabetes. Do you have the latest and newest in diabetes technology? The Diabetes Solutions Center carries most of the top brands, and the great news is your insurance may cover most of the cost. Call our special CGM hotline today, and our friendly representatives will help see if you qualify. You could get a new CGM from the top brands at little or no cost to you. Make living with diabetes easier. You are just one free phone call away to learn if your insurance covers the cost. So make this free call today to the Diabetes Solutions Center and learn for free how to get your new continuous glucose monitor.
800-520-8629. 800-520-8629. 800-520-8629. That's 800-520-8629. Are you moving to another state? We can make it easy for you. We are Movers USA. We're experts in getting your valuable possessions of your home from point A to point B anywhere in the United States. Now's the time to get a fresh start in a new city. Get it done right with Movers USA. We'll take care of your possessions just like our own. We'll take all the headaches off your mind, pack everything for you, and bring them safe and secure and put in the right place in your new home. If you're moving across state lines, call us right now for a 100% free quote. Ask your representative how you can qualify for a special discount with today's call. If you're moving anywhere in the U.S., we can get you there. quick. Call now for details. 800-631-3086. 800-631-3086. 800-631-3086. That's 800-631-3086.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Jeez, that was a heaving sigh over there.
Let's do this. Long day yesterday, man. Long day of travel.
Is that right?
Yeah. Well, I'm traveling from the East Coast back here just to rush home so I can do the show with you.
I appreciate it.
Yeah, I mean,
Royce did a great job this week.
Oh, did he?
He sure did. He didn't banter with me and tell me I wasn't the champion and all this other stuff that you do. All right, let's get in this Dynamite report.
So he just agreed with you? He was a yes man?
Yeah, we talked about jump off pass and other After Dark topics.
Oh, on the wrestling show? Yeah. Did you do what he does? Did he do what you do when Dave talks? You just go, Oh, the ratings. Well, big change coming.
Mm-hmm. What do you want me to do? Mm. You want me to talk about the ratings right now? Is that what you're asking me to do?
Absolutely not.
Okay. Let's do this Dynamite report.
The only rating that you should be talking about is the fact of how overrated you are.
But I'm not.
Calling yourself the champion.
No, I am. It's right there,
no,
dude.
Just because you look, have the belt.
Look at that. Just because I have it, Royce even said it. Possession is 9/10 of the law. Why don't you bring it up with Royce, your old teammate?
Well, what about that other 10th? Because that's the one that's going to come back to bite you.
We'll see.
Little boy.
Hasn't yet.
The AEW Dynamite show opened with Will Ospreay coming to the ring. I think last week he got killed by Kenny Omega.
Yeah. Last week the show ended with a one-winged angel off the apron through a table to the floor, and they sold it like he had broken his neck and was dead. And then the following week's show opens with him dancing to the ring and Tony Schiavone telling us, "Don't worry about his neck, he's 100% and ready to go." I was like, yeah. What? What? Explain that to me.
Why was there no Kenny Omega on this show? Was it a travel issue? I don't understand. What's the deal here?
As far as I know, he was there.
Excuse me?
Yeah.
What?
Yep.
Huh?
Oh, there's a lot going on, brother. All right, what else do we have?
Okay, well, he came out and he talked about a lot of the past wrestlers from the UK getting his start there. He talked about Lionheart, Ryan Smiley, Mad Kurt. I talked about who are all passed away, RIP. Talked about Jody Fleisch, who's one of my favorite old school wrestlers from the early 2000s. He was probably around late 90s, but had a fantastic, just the best 720 springboard DDT you're ever going to see. Jody Fleisch was an innovator, and he shouted him out there. He shouted out Kenny Omega, but that was because Kenny Omega has a debt that needs to be collected. Will Ospreay is going to show his stepson that heroes can just be real men that do great things. Kenny Omega's
correct. Billy that Goat. Is correct. Thank you, Will.
Kenny Omega's gonna get the Billy Goat on Sunday, and that was it.
Yeah, I thought this was actually a really good promo.
Well, it was.
I mean, aside from the fact that he wasn't selling anything from last week, I thought as a babyface go home. A local
no,
boy done good promo. It was
dude.
Good. What?
Just as a go-home show, the show killed me.
I mean, last week was better, yes. But it's, I mean, what do you want out of me?
I wanted Kenny Omega on the show. I wanted to.
I know.
They did a big heat angle last week. Right? They laid the guy out. They came to blows. They argued.
I'll talk to you later.
John Moxley and Claudio, the Continental Cup semifinals match. This was about John Moxley getting his win back from the Continental. What is it? What is the actual tournament?
This thing, the Continental Challenge Cup.
What's the other one?
Continental Classic.
Thank you, Dom.
Thank you, Dom.
Yeah.
This was about Moxie getting his win back.
Get with the picture, Tom.
Getting his win back on Claudio from the Continental Classic last year when Claudio crushed him with an uppercut and pinned him. And I really like this match. I don't know how long it went, but the beginning was a lot of slow mat wrestling.
It took a while to get the people into it, but man, they were into it at the end.
Well, you could see what they were
doing. That's
the point. Exactly. Claudio was grounding Moxley and not giving him very much, slowing it down. And every time Moxley would fire up and fight, even just getting to his feet, the crowd was behind him. But Claudio would shut him down, did a big swing into the guardrail. They did all their normal spots. Actually, Claudio did like a rear naked choke giant swing as well. He went for the Ricola bomb, but Moxley hit a paradigm shift. He got a one count. He had a stomp, another death rider, the bulldog choke, kind of. Claudio fought out of it. It was almost a sleeper, kind of a side headlock. Maybe it was the big lock that Oiwa used to beat Uemura. But he transitioned into the bulldog choke, and Moxley choked Claudio unconscious, and he moves to the finals of the Continental Challenge Cup to face the winner of Nigel McGuinness and Kyle O'Reilly, which also took place later in the show. We had Adam Copeland and the Young Bucks teaming up to take on Brian Cage. Who was it? It was Cage.
All you need to know is old Rocky was in there to do the job ski.
Dude, listen. This poor Rocky. Right. Rocky hits. It's the end of the match. He hits a double Hurricanrana on the Bucks. If you watch, it's funny because if you watch, like, the only person who got any offense on that team at the end was Rocky. He, like, went and stopped both the Bucks somehow. But he got too cocky. He had a double Hurricanrana. He did a slide into the corner, tried to show off. And I mean, he got blasted in the back of the head with a double super kick by the Bucks. Big spear from Cope. And it's game over. Rocky was pinned.
This was the exact same spot they did last week, where he did that same slide and shimmy, except he got killed with a hidden blade when it happened. They actually I guess it's now going to be his gimmick. So it wasn't the worst kick to the head that I saw all night. That would have been Swerve and the house call that he gave poor Jungle Jack. Oh my God.
It was sick, though.
Oh.
So afterwards, Christian comes out. He cuts a promo. He says that the Bucks are good, but they're not legends. They don't have matches named after them, which ironically, do you know today is the date of the very first TLC match 26 years ago?
Is that right?
Ironically enough, yes. Edge and Christian versus the Dudleys, I believe at SummerSlam, right? So it ended with Christian kicking one of the Bucks in the crotch. Super kick followed on him. Edge hit the spear. He had a existential crisis afterwards, but he and Christian held the titles high. Then Willow got jumped by Mercedes. Mercedes cackled, as she does so often. There was a Don Callis promo with Mark Davis. Listen, I'm not saying Don Callis is a liar, but I certainly don't believe what he said in this promo. And that was that Mark Davis is going to go win the gauntlet, the Casino Battle Royal gauntlet on Sunday, and then he's going to become the world champion.
That's what he said.
And then he walked off, and the camera just stayed on Mark Davis, and he growled. He went, he didn't even say a word. And I thought to myself, probably not winning the world title. Good wrestler, though. Andrade was going to come out.
Can you do that again, what he did at the end of that promo? Don't smile when you do it. Got to look mean.
They hit Andrade's music.
Oh, coward.
Instead, MJF came out. Speaking of cowards. And he said they were in sunny Ireland. He said that he pointed out a girl in the audience. He said, you know, back in the States, she'd be a 4, but here in Scotland, she's a 10. And then he was going to hit Andrade's catchphrase, but instead, Andrade showed up in the crowd dressed like Paddington. He had like the Paddington Bear hat on, not the yellow coat, but he had on a nice, he looked debonair, I guess you'd say. And before MJF could say his catchphrase, Andrade uttered the words, "How you know?"
Mm-hmm.
And God, I can only imagine what Johnny Russo would have thought if he was watching.
Hey, he asks a question every time. Did you know that after we buried that guy, they actually pulled that video? You can't find it anymore?
Okay.
Yeah.
Jericho, he's going for the world title as well. He's got a six-man match set up for Collision. Then we had Nigel McGuinness and Kyle O'Reilly. They had a thinking man's technical back-and-forth counter with subtle mind games and counters, and Nigel McGuinness won after working over the arm of Kyle O'Reilly, and at some point he shattered his face in the process.
Didn't really like this match. Same as last week. It's just like...
It was weird because there was like, the match was just going, not a huge reaction. Nigel throws on the London Dungeon, and it's over.
Yeah. That wasn't even my issue. My issue is, you have Nigel McGuinness, and I think last week it was Hechicero, and then this week it was Kyle. And, like, you could have just told him to go in and just have a great technical match, like, do your style with each other. It would have been freaking awesome. But instead, in both matches, Nigel had to pretend he was hurt because for reasons unknown, we have to give a guy who's an announcer a hill to climb, even though he's got a hill to climb because he's a freaking announcer in a tournament with actual wrestlers. And, like, the whole match was just built around his leg hurts. And he's, like, you could have done that with anybody. I mean, it was like a waste of a bunch of Nigel McGuinness matches. And in the end, I mean, the guy won who we knew he was going to win anyway. So it's not like you convinced anybody or it was just, I didn't like it.
There was a Don Callis promo backstage with Kyle Fletcher. Okada came in and he and Fletcher were seemingly not on the same page. Why should they be? They're facing off on a three-way with Takeshita on Sunday. Persephone and Divine Dominion took on Maya World and the Brawling Birds. This match was won by Persephone with a frog splash on Maya World. So is she getting a title shot? They have been feuding. Obviously, Divine Dominion and Brawling Birds are facing off on Sunday, which I would expect the Brawling Birds to win, but... Is it a multi-person match? Is Maya World defending her title?
I thought they were just going to add Maya World and Persephone. But...
Dave mentioned something about a ladder match?
Well, I think he saw a graphic that wasn't real.
Oh, no.
There is no ladder match.
AI'd?
It might have been A1.
And the... main event of the show was Swerve and Jack Perry, which we talked about earlier. Good match. The story of the match was that Swerve has told Jack Perry he lacks the killer instinct to be the champion of the world, which would be like 99.9% of the planet lacks that killer instinct. So if Jack Perry does as well, that's not the worst thing in the world. Swerve killed him. Swerve killed him. He hit that house call when Jack Perry was leaping through the air.
God.
And then he hit the JML driver later on. There was a great counter by Jack Perry into what's his move?
The snare trap.
When he caught
the diving stomp. I think we need Dom to be the co-host here.
Well, can you get his name on the runner?
A young
on
voice.
On the bumper?
Probably before yours.
And you wonder why I am the way that I am, Brian.
I'm going to make a new bumper with your name in it. But also, it will acknowledge me as the relentless Pacific Northwest champion.
Hey, I can hear the engines revving.
Well, let's go to a break. Back in a moment, Observer Live.
Let's be honest. Most businesses don't struggle because demand is low. They struggle because their back end can't handle growth. Leads come in, but follow-up is slow. Calls get missed. appointments don't get confirmed, and everything lives in different places. So even when marketing works, revenue doesn't scale. That's a systems problem. Create Assistance fixes this by building a done-for-you CRM and automation system that captures every lead, follows up automatically, confirms appointments, and keeps everything organized in one place. And only after that foundation is built, AI voice and chat employees get added on. If your business feels chaotic behind the scenes, it's time to fix the back end. Visit createassistance.ai and book your call today. Or you can call or text 515-500-2224. Again, that's 515-500-2224. We look forward to hearing from you.
We call ourselves ASAP Travel for one reason. We can help you book a ticket ASAP. For those of you that don't know, that means as soon as possible. That means no wait time. You get through right away. No searching online. Our specialty is the lowest available fares on the big name airlines. You know them. We can't tell you their names. You can fly domestically or internationally and save more money than you could if you call the airlines directly. Our proprietary software goes underneath the hood of the major airline booking systems and finds you the best rates available. So if you're ready to make your travel plans right now, business or vacation travel, we have all the major airlines always at great rates. Call ASAP Trips, and we'll have your ticket in your inbox in 15 minutes. Call this number now.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.
Do you have a book? Get it out of your mind and make it a real book with a free guide to book publishing. Trying to publish a book yourself can be complicated. It takes a lot of time. Time that you could spend writing your book or even more books. Do what you do best. We can do the rest. Thousands of authors across the nation have trusted our book publishing service. We have the connections to help you get your book printed, distributed, and sold on Amazon, Apple Books, Barnes & Noble, and bookstores nationwide. We can do it faster than you can on your own. Get your free guide to publishing. It's a free phone call. Remember, make this free call right now and learn how to turn your book into something real that people can buy. Get your free writer's guide. Call right now. 800-796-1468. 800-796-1468. 800-796-1468. That's 800-796-1468.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
All right, the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. I'm trying to figure out this gauntlet as we speak. Like, what's happening here? Like, is it a...
It's not happening right now. I mean, I know the show's long, but they didn't start on Thursday, did they? What do you mean?
Well, no, but I mean, it's got a very specific name, and it wasn't really explained. It is a Trios Roulette Royal. Royale. So, like, it's not a gauntlet match in the sense that... Like, they would say it's a gauntlet if it's a gauntlet match, right? So I don't think two teams start, and then one team gets eliminated and another team comes in, because that's not a royale. A royale should be every X number of minutes a new team comes in, right? But then how does it end? Is it like a battle royal with pinfalls?
They might be doing it like the casino gauntlet where first pin or submission wins.
So, but no, you have to get all seven teams in, though. So at some point, we'd have 21 people in? Or if it says Royale, is it like, are we throwing people over the top rope in a trios? Like, what are we doing here?
Is it a Royale with cheese?
I don't know. This needs to be cleared up. I'll do what I can.
Well, we've got 3 days.
We do have 3 days. But, like, maybe they'll explain it on Collision. All right, we got to wrap it up, everybody. I got to go eat lunch. So we'll see you next time, Wrestling Observer Live.